Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 12th. We are still in Vacation Bible School and I can't tell you how energized it makes me to see all the volunteers leading out at Vacation Bible School, all the kids who are so excited about learning about our God and who He is for us. And I'm just so grateful. So let's just start praising the Lord. Lord, we lift our hearts to You in praise for what You have done and what You will do in Vacation Bible School. And we ask by the power of Your Holy Spirit that You would continue to do the work in these children to help them to understand who You are and that they might want to give their lives to You and live for You forever. Our first passage today is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll be reading verses 50 through 58. I wish we had time to read the entire chapter, but we'll just stick with the end. In the ESV, the title says, Mystery and Victory. So let's read about what is the mystery and where do we find victory? I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For the perishable body must put on the imperishable, and the mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Okay, what is the mystery? The mystery is that we won't all sleep, but we shall all be changed. This perishable body cannot inherit the imperishable. And yet we'll have a body, just like Christ, when He was raised from the dead, has a body. We believe in that. We say that every week in the traditional worship service, the resurrection of the body. And we believe it to be true because if Christ was raised with a body, we too will be raised in that same way. And one day in the new heavens and the new earth, we will work, we will be present with one another in this body. We can hardly imagine it. That's the mystery. Okay, then what is the victory? The victory is that death will be swallowed up. Death will be no more. We can be steadfast and immovable, knowing that our labor is not in vain, because one day God is going to give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of sin will be swallowed up in victory. Now that's something to thank the Lord for today as well. Turning now over to Luke chapter 5, we're in verses 27 through 39 today. The title in my Bible says, Jesus Calls Levi. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, Follow me. And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house. And there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins and it will be spilled and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" Before we move on, let's just do a little commentary. I love that Jesus is inviting all peoples to himself. Levi, the tax collector, and the Pharisees, they can't stand it. How in the world is it that you eat with sinners and tax collectors? And Jesus silences them by saying, "I've come for those who need the gospel. Those who are, quote, well, they don't need a physician, or they don't know they need a physician." And then he talks about the wedding of the bride of Christ with the bridegroom, Jesus, and that in those moments, the bridegroom was among us on the earth. So how could the disciples be called to fast in those days of celebration that God was present with us? But he says one day they will fast, which was a big reminder to me as someone who likes to avoid the fast, that we are in seasons called to abstain from food and other things in order to put our focus more clearly on the Lord. Finally, he talks about wineskins. Now, I have no idea about wineskins. This is something from the old days, right? But the idea here is the new covenant that is coming, and it's going to replace the old, and those who love that old covenant so much are going to have a hard time living into the fact that Jesus is going to write his law on our hearts. It's not just going to be about picking up all the laws of the Old Testament, although we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves, as the Old Testament teaches us. But it's going to be a new thing, that the law will be written on our hearts, and our service of the Lord will not merely be legalistic, but it will get to the heart of the matter. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help us to focus on the heart of the issue, the heart of the matter, whatever we're struggling with today, and help us to see clearly how you would respond in areas where we don't know how to go forward. Our final passage today is in Proverbs chapter 12. We're in verse 18. "There is one whose rash words are like swords and thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Thank you again for Vacation Bible School. I'm going to have a little snippet here at the end of some things that I heard during the day as we celebrated the Lord's goodness together. Will you pray with me? Father, on this Thursday of Vacation Bible School week, we lift up to you all those who are tired, who have been volunteers at VBS, and all the children who are even more energized today than yesterday. We pray, Lord, thanking you for their hearts and for our hearts. And we pray, Lord, that our hearts would be given over to you and that we would desire most of all to serve you. Lord, be with my brothers and sisters wherever they are today, whatever they face, and in whatever situations they encounter. Help them to have wise tongues and help them to be encouraged by the family of faith around them. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
He's always with us. When you wake up in the middle of the night and your room is dark and a little bit scary, and maybe you had a bad dream, bad nightmare, what's the first thing you need to remember?
God is with you.
You are not alone. God is there. God is there. So let's sing that song that talks about this. We always know God is with us, okay?